Okay, Michael, I think we're ready for your Ask Me Another challenge. Let's welcome back Jonathan Colton.
Hello.
Now, Michael, you told us you're a poker whiz. I hope you weren't bluffing with that.
Good poker pun.
So this quiz is all about poker. And to make it challenging, we found a very special challenger for you. Let's welcome Matt Matros.
Hey.
Hello.
Some dude just came on stage and stood next to me.
Now, Matt is a writer and a filmmaker, but he's also a professional poker player with 3 World Series of Poker titles under his belt. His lifetime tournament earnings total over $2.3 million. He took a helicopter here. He's what you call a ringer. Thank you so much, Matt.
Happy to be here.
When's the last time you played poker?
I played poker at the Borgana Winter Open in January in Atlantic City, not too far from here.
Well, the winner of this will win a special Ask Me Another puzzle prize.
Ooh.
So let's shuffle up and deal.
Good luck. That's what I say at the table.
What do you say?
Good luck to my opponents. So I'm wishing you luck.
Drop dead, that's what I say. Good luck, Matt.
See, he wants to vanquish his foes. I never thought of that. I should really incorporate that in my game.
Yeah, but I'm terrible at poker.
In Texas Hold'em, your 2 starting cards often have clever nicknames. A pair of 8s are called snowmen. A pair of jacks are called fishhooks. If you hold an ace and a king, it's known as the big slick.
Yeah.
But it's also named after what attractive female tennis star from the late 90s, because like her, ace king looks good, but never wins. Michael.
Anna Kournikova.
That's correct.
You're going to let me win, aren't you, Matt? Don't let me win.
You beat me on the buzzer. I can't help it.
Don't do that.
You guys are just like hilarious little old friends. A lot of Hollywood actors think they're pretty good at poker, maybe because they have a lot of money to blow and think they're good bluffers. But one actor is the real deal. With 11 World Series of Poker cashes, including a 6th-place prize finish at the World Series of Poker Championship back in 1980, you probably remember him as a star of a sitcom called Welcome Back, Kotter. Who is he? Michael.
Gabe Kaplan.
Gabe Kaplan is correct.
It's all about the buzzer.
I like your buzzer technique. You hold it out and strongly push
it. I'm really just trying to prove to the audience that I know it, whether I get it right or wrong.
A piece of poker etiquette you may have learned from the movie Rounders is that you shouldn't splash the pot. What's splashing the pot? Matt.
It's when you drop the chips slowly so they're not all in one stack and you kind of dribble them across the pot.
Okay, I think I'm going to take that.
It's a very, very florid and poetic description. But
how are
lovely.
You defining splash?
I mean,
pot?
I like the dribbling and the. Uh-huh. We were thinking of it more like a aggressive throwing. But either way, it's the point is that you can't count them.
Yes,
and that's the problem.
Yes.
So you had the right problem, but your technique is more romantic.
I've been told that before.
Poker players, much like you two, are not always what we call graceful losers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's hear one poker pro pontificate on ESPN after a bad beat at the World Series of Poker.
Idiot players call raises with queen 10. They don't even know how to spell poker. I mean, like, this kid has all the chips. He probably won't even make the final 200.
That was 13-time World Series poker bracelet winner Phil Hellmuth, and thanks to his theatrical tirades, Hellmuth is known by what nickname? Matt.
He is, unfortunately, known as the Poker Brat.
Poker Brat, that is correct. For such an aggressive card game, that's sort of a lame, insulting name, the Poker Brat.
It's accurate for him, I think.
Oh, snap.
The old West lawman known as Wild Bill Hickok was shot in the back of the head while playing 5-card draw in a saloon in Deadwood, South Dakota. The cards he was holding became known as the Dead Man's Hand. What is the Dead Man's Hand? Matt.
Dead Man's Hand is aces and eights.
And technically of what?
Well, it's 2 pair, aces and eights.
Okay, but what do you want to add anything
to
that?
Yeah, what suit, Matt?
That's pretty much all I can tell you about the hand. I don't know what more you need.
Okay, we'll give you.
I don't know either. So how do you like that?
Technically, they're all black.
Okay.
But there's a little something extra to add. But we'll give you the point, Matt. We'll give you the point. High-stakes poker players love making what are called proposition or prop bets, like betting on who can lose the most weight in a month or offering someone $30,000 to run 100 miles in the Las Vegas desert in a day. But perhaps the most bizarre prop bet of all time was taken by poker and backgammon pro Brian Zembeck, who won $100,000 from his friends after undergoing what plastic surgery procedure? Matt, oh my God, Michael is about to lose his mind.
There's a book with the title, Man with $100,000 Breasts, and I believe he got breast implants.
Yes, that is correct. Well, turns out, Matt, you won that round. You were a fantastic contestant, and you deserved it. I know, Michael, that you knew everything because you had the buzzer going, but it was
That's why I had it up.
I was trying
to prove to you
that buzzer was not your friend tonight.
Just like the cards aren't my friend at the tables, Matt.
You have to make do with the cards you get. That's the game.
Oh, boy.
Oh, see, there you go. Matt, we have a Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube for you. I know you've been wanting that. And, Michael, we might just have an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube for you.
All right.
Yeah,
I
that's
win,
right.
too.
One more round of applause for Matt and our VIP, Michael Ian Black. Jonathan, how about another song?
Yeah, I don't know how I could not play this song. This is by Kenny Rogers. Called The Gambler. On a warm summer's eve, a train bound for nowhere, met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. He began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a living out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. And if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. Then the night got deathly quiet, his face lost all expression. If you're gonna play the game, boy, you got to learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
Jonathan Colton.
Thank you.